Now, this doctrine has been, and still is, much misunderstood. Trikaya does literally mean three bodies or three personalities or three individualities, but the literal meaning of the term is not to be taken too seriously. It's not really a question of three bodies, much less still is it a question of three Buddhas, but rather of one Buddha, or one Buddha nature, functioning on three different levels, three different planes. First of all, there's what we call the Nirmanakaya, the first of the so-called three bodies. This term literally means created body, or body of transformation. And this is, or this represents, the Buddha as functioning on the human historical level, as subject to birth, old age, and death. And the Nirmanakaya, therefore, obviously corresponds to Gautama the Buddha, to Shakyamuni, whom we know as a historical figure. Secondly, there's the Sambhogakaya, which literally means the body of mutual enjoyment. Sometimes rendered more poetically, less accurately, but more truthfully, as the glorious body of the Buddha, or body of glory. And this is the archetypal Buddha form. This is the form in which, or the form under which, the Buddha is perceived by advanced bodhisattvas dwelling on a much higher level of consciousness, a much higher meditative state, a dhyana or samadhi state, much higher than that on which we usually function and operate. And this is the form, this archetypal form of the Buddha, is the form in which the bodhisattvas are said to enjoy him, or to enjoy the vision of the Buddha. And this particular body, this particular kaya, the Sambhogakaya, the body of glory, the glorious body, has a number of different aspects, a number of different facets. The principal aspects are five in number, and these are known as the five jinnas, or five conquerors, or if you like, more simply, the five Buddhas. And they appear often in Buddhist art, sometimes individually, sometimes collectively. And it's important to remember that they don't represent the human historical Buddha, but different aspects, different facets of this glorified Buddha, or this archetypal Buddha existing on this higher, this archetypal plane, in between the plane which we usually experience and the plane of absolute reality. I'm going to say just a few words about each of these five jinnas, or five Buddhas, in turn. First of all, there's Varochana, the name meaning the illuminator, sometimes called the great sun Buddha, because just like the sun, just as the sun illumines the physical cosmos, so the archetypal Buddha, so Varochana, illumines, as it were, the whole spiritual cosmos. And he is represented in Buddhist art as being of a dazzling white colour, and his hands are in the teaching mudra, or more technically the Dharma Chakra Pravartana mudra, the mudra of turning the wheel of the law, turning the wheel of the truth, which is just like this. And he holds in his hands at the same time an eight-spoked golden wheel, which is obviously a sort of solar symbol. And when Varochana, the illuminator, is represented in a mandala, in a circle of these archetypal forms, he usually occupies the central position. Secondly comes Akshobhya, the imperturbable, who is represented as being of a dark blue colour, just like the blue midnight sky on a very clear night, especially in the tropics, as you might imagine it, without any stars. The deep, dark, rich blue colour, the colour of Akshobhya, the imperturbable, one who cannot be moved, as it were. And his right hand is in the mudra, which is called Bhumisparsha, touching the earth, calling the earth to witness. I've spoken about this in another context. I'm not going to elaborate upon it now. And his emblem is the Vajra, the thunderbolt, the Dorje, the symbol of indestructible strength and power, the Dorje which represents wisdom, the wisdom which smashes everything, which opposes it, which destroys all error, and all illusion. And Akshobhya is associated with the East. And thirdly comes Amitabha, which means the infinite light. And Amitabha is red in colour. It's usually represented as a beautiful, deep, rich red, very much like the colour of the setting sun when it's seen, as it were, through a little mist just before it actually sets. And the mudra of Amitabha is the meditation mudra, with one hand simply resting upon the other. And his emblem is the lotus, which is the symbol of spiritual rebirth, and he's associated with the western direction. Fourth, Rasnasambhava, the jewel born or the jewel producing, and he is golden yellow in colour, and his right hand exhibits the mudra of giving, of generosity, of Varada mudra, the mudra of supreme gift, especially the gift of the Dharma itself. And his emblem is the jewel, and he's associated with the south. And then fifthly and lastly, Amogha Siddhi, which means unobstructed success or infallible success. And Amogha Siddhi is a dark green colour, and his right hand exhibits the mudra of fearlessness. He says, as it were, fear not, be free from fear. And his emblem is the double Dorji, two thunderbolts or two vajras crossed. And he's associated with the north. As we saw last week, these five Buddhas are also associated, these five Buddhas are also associated with the five wisdoms. But into this we are not going today. Now these five Buddhas, the white and the dark blue and the red and the yellow and the green, these five Buddhas are so many different aspects of the Sambhogakaya, the archetypal Buddha form, the body, as it were, of glory. And there are many other aspects. These five are only the five chief ones. There are scores, even hundreds, even thousands of aspects, far too numerous to mention, but all of them, as it were, archetypal, all existing on this higher archetypal plane, intermediate, as it were, between ordinary, earthbound human consciousness and the level, as it were, of the ultimate, of the absolute reality. So all these are out of time as we usually experience it, but not out of time altogether, occupying, as it were, a time scale different from that of our normal waking consciousness. We ourselves are not always altogether out of touch with this archetypal world, this world, as it were, of the Sambhogakaya. We may say that we touch sometimes the fringes of this archetypal world in very deep meditation, in some dreams, sort of archetypal dreams, and perhaps in aesthetic experience also of a more truly visionary nature. So this is the Sambhogakaya, the second of the Buddha's three bodies, the body of mutual enjoyment or glorious body.